Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue our series of sermons in Paul's letter to the Galatians. This morning we read in chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. This is God's word. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, dearly loved by God. Fathers, how did you feel the first time your wife told you that you were going to be a father? Were you excited? Were you in awe? Or were you maybe just a little bit apprehensive? Even if God gives us more than one child, I know it's true for me that my awe and excitement and apprehension did not change from the first one to the last one. Some of us have had the opportunity to re-experience that awe and joy and apprehension through the gift of grandchildren. Now, it's no secret that we human fathers are not perfect. Even so, just as Jesus says, none of us, if one of our children asked us for bread, would give them a stone. Or if one of them asked for a fish, that we would give them a snake. There are times, however, in our lives where we begin to lose that awe and joy of being the fathers of those sons and daughters who truly belong to God and we are taking care of. On this National Father's Day, and it's appropriate that our section of Galatians falls today because it fits in so well, that we can renew that awe and joy. The Holy Scripture does that for us. As we look to the fatherhood of God and see the not only the fatherhood of God as it relates to his being the father of Jesus, but as Paul writes to the Galatians, that God is our father and we are his sons and daughters through faith in Christ Jesus. God, our Heavenly Father, models this fatherhood for us, and he encourages us and moves us to be the fathers that he wants us to be in that new relationship we enjoy with him through faith in Christ. So this morning, looking at that relationship of God the Father to God the Son, and the relationship of God the Son to us as our Savior, we will look at the great awe and joy of fatherhood. God is Jesus' Father, and we are all the sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. On last Trinity Sunday, we made this confession in the Athanasian Creed. For each person, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is distinct, but the deity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is one. While this nature of God remains a mystery to us, we know that it is one of the fundamental truths of Scripture, and it is one of the fundamental truths upon which we base our saving Christian faith. God the Father caused his eternal Son to become a true human being through the virgin birth. The Holy Spirit came upon Mary, and she gave birth to a human son. This is what the writer to the Hebrews means when he quotes Psalm 2, speaking about the humanity of Jesus having a beginning through the Virgin Mary. As God the Father says, "You are my Son, today I have become your Father." God has been the eternal Son from eternity. But there was a day, that day of Jesus' conception, when God became the Father also of a human Son, Jesus of Nazareth. That human Son who came into the flesh to keep the commandments and to suffer and die for us to be our Savior from sin. The eternal Son of the Father became the human Son of God the Father in his humanity so that he could offer his life and his death as our substitute on the cross. What awe and joy a father has. Fatherhood is awesome in the right sense of the word, and it is joyful indeed. That awe and joy come from a father watching his son be obedient, willingly, and happily. And isn't that the way it was with God the Father, watching his son, Jesus? He was filled with awe and joy as he saw his son go under the knife of circumcision. As he saw his son, when he was 12 years old, be about his father's business, learning God's word in the temple. When he saw his son submitting himself to his mother and to his father as part of his obedience to the law. There was awe and joy in the Heavenly Father's heart when he saw his son baptized in the Jordan River, now revealed as the world's Savior, now fulfilling what was necessary for our righteousness. The Father was joyful when he transfigured his son on the mountain of transfiguration and identified him as his son. God, the Heavenly Father, had awe and joy over his eternal son, now a human being, as that son willingly and happily obeyed the law as our substitute. As that son went about doing the mission and accomplishing the mission of being our Savior from sin. God the Father was so joyful in what his son did in his obedience that he counted that obedience for us. And then after his son died, he raised his son from the dead, declaring us not guilty of our sins. And then that son ascended and returned to his heavenly home as both God and man, there to rule and exercise authority over all things for the sake of the church. The awe and joy of God's fatherhood of Jesus was in his perfect obedience. Now, our awe and joy of our children does not lie in their perfect obedience, because they are not perfectly obedient. Jesus was perfectly obedient because he is the Holy Son of the Holy Father. Our children are disobedient because they are the sinful children of us sinful fathers. They are disobedient to God's will, just as we are. Like we, our children are totally sinful and by nature disobedient to the Father in heaven. Obedience to our Heavenly Father from us does not come naturally. Being the fathers that God wants us to be of the children he gives us does not come naturally to us. God has given us our children for the sake of Christ. God enables us to be the fathers He wants us to be for the sake of Christ and by the power of Christ. God makes us fathers like Him by calling us to faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. And so we are all the sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father through faith in Christ. All people are God's children, and you hear this all the time, that everybody is a child of God. And that is true in the sense of creation. God is the Father of all people in that He gives us life. He forms us in our mother's wombs. You and I and all believers, God is our Father in another way, in a special way, and that is that we are part of God's family. God has adopted us into His family, as Paul writes to the Galatians. You are all the sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. Through our holy baptism, God has covered us in the righteousness of Christ. He created faith in our hearts in Christ. And that faith makes us part of God's immediate and intimate family. And that's what Paul is talking about. And that's how his words are so fitting on this Father's Day, as we think about that intimate and immediate relationship that we have with our children. God has given us that through creating faith in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. God has forgiven all of our sins, and He has forgiven all of our children's sins. And together we live in that intimate relationship with Him. Soon, in a few minutes, God willing, we will once again address our Father in heaven in the Lord's Prayer. As God, our Father, loves us, through faith in Christ, we love Him. As God our Father is patient with us, through faith in Christ, we are patient with our children. As God has forgiven us in Christ, so we in Christ forgive our children. God cares for us. He listens to us. He answers our needs. He disciplines us. He does all of those things. And through faith in Christ as His children, then we do those very things as fathers for our children. We treat our children in His care with which He treats us. One of the great joys of being a father is introducing your children to other people. Isn't that a joyful time? Doesn't it fill us with awe when we're able, in pride and in thankfulness and in joy, say, this is my son. This is my daughter. Isn't that exactly what God did? I mentioned at Jesus' baptism. What did God the Father say? This is my son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him. I have sent Him to you, for you, to be your Savior. And He did it again on the mountain of Transfiguration, where the voice from the cloud said, this is my Son. God the Father introduces His Son to us. One of the great joys of our fatherhood is to introduce our children to Him, to introduce our children to God, and to bring them to Him, by bringing our new children to Him in holy baptism, by bringing them to Sunday school, by bringing them to our laps and to our knees when they're little and even when they're older, to share God's word with them, to teach them, to train them, to rebuke them, to comfort them, to do all of the things with God's word that God does for us. A father prays for his children. The Bible tells us that God prays for us. When we don't know how to pray, when we don't know what to pray for, God the Holy Spirit prays and offers our deepest needs with words that we cannot even utter. So as God prays for us, we pray for our children. As our Father disciplines us, so we discipline our children. As our Father calls us to repentance, then there are times when we too, in love, need to call our children to repentance, if or when we see them beginning to stray away from God's paths. The way that we father in love in the gospel, modeling ourselves after the fatherhood of God, does not really earn anything for us. God does not do things for us because we are doing those things for Him. And yet, as a fruit of our faith, we strive to model ourselves after our Father in heaven. Our Father would never in heaven would never hurt or harm us. He would never exasperate us by being unloving or inconsistent or not being true to His word. And so that's how we strive to father. Fathers, do not exasperate your children, but bring them up in the nurture and instruction of the Lord. Don't be unloving. Don't be unforgiving. Don't be inconsistent. Don't be living in a way that's different from what we confess to be our way of life. God is our Father no matter what we do. We've all been baptized into Christ. Those of us who have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, have put on His righteousness, have put on His new life for all eternity. We are God's children, no matter what we do. And when it comes to being a father, that leads us to modeling ourselves after that fatherhood that God had for Jesus, and after that fatherhood that we now enjoy with the holy, eternal God through faith in Christ. God would never just one day say, "You can't be my child." He would never say, "I don't want to be your father anymore." That would not occur to a child of God either, to say those things. We would never say to our children, "You can no longer be my child. I no longer want to be your father." Because God would never say that to us. And so we model that and live that in our relationship with our children. It's awesome and joyful to be a father, to enjoy that heritage of children by God's grace that He gives us. We rejoice in our children as God in Christ rejoices in Jesus and rejoices in us because of Jesus. There's no better motivation and guide for our fatherhood as we strive to raise our sons to be the Christian fathers of the future. Amen.